In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. The two readings today are actually about heaven and merit. And it's about heaven insofar as we see that God gives to each the same reward. In other words, the parable is about the fact that it doesn't matter whether you were in the early church or you're now or whether you're before Christ came, but if you're going to go to heaven, everybody gets the same thing, that is, the beatific vision. Now, this means, of course, too, that those who might have gone their whole life and not done a whole lot, but at the last moment pulled off the mea culpa, they still get to see the beatific vision just as much as those of us who have worked all our lives in order to save our souls. However, St. Paul makes the observation, run as if to receive the prize. What this means is that while everybody gets the beatific vision, not everybody enjoys that beatific vision to the same degree. In other words, there are different levels of happiness in heaven, and that different levels of happiness is proportionate to our merit in this life and our state of grace with which we die. God preordained from the beginning that everybody he created would have a specific place in heaven. And many of those people, because when the angels fell, there were gaps in the hierarchy in heaven, and so he created man in order to fill those gaps. And that means that each one of us has a preordained place where God wants us to be. But a lot of people don't follow the grace that God gives them, or they commit sin or things like that, and so they end up falling below where God had originally intended them to be. That means, therefore, because God still wants his hierarchy to be full, he then fills that hierarchy by giving extra graces to other people because of our lack of worthiness of receiving more grace because we ourselves aren't following it. He'll actually lift other people up above us if we're not careful. Now, the inverse of that can happen, too, that other people that should have had a higher place, if we do our part and we're faithful to grace all the time, he'll give us indeed even more, and so through that additional prayer and sacrifices and those types of things, he can raise us up to what we were to be above before he had originally intended. Then, of course, our Lord says, okay, so everybody gets a beatific vision, there's different happiness, different levels in heaven, but then, of course, there's some people who just don't even make it to heaven. And that's the point of the last line, for many are called, but few are chosen. Only the elect get to heaven. It's a teaching that is directly against, universal salvationism. Not everybody gets to heaven. So the moral of the story is run as if to win to the prize. In other words, try and attain the highest possible place you can in heaven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.